got the call, or Southern District responded to a disorderly conduct call. This was at the Bowtie Cinemas. It was a movie theater there located at the Annapolis Harbor Center, where there was a showing of Madagascar 3. This was in the 2400 block of Solomon's Island Road in Annapolis. Basically, it was relayed from police communications that there was a suspect who had just left the theater who was acting in a disorderly manner while inside of the theater. He'd actually fled and was running in the direction of Route 2 northbound. He was immediately detained for questioning within minutes. And further investigation revealed that he was responsible for this incident that took place inside of the movie theater.
Individual threatened anybody inside the movie theater or anything like that?
Basically, the preliminary information indicates, and this consists of numerous witness interviews, that apparently this individual entered the movie theater while the movie was playing. He sat down in the front row for unknown reasons, began yelling expletives and obscenities at the screen and also at some of the patrons. He then exited the theater on at least two occasions, ultimately came back into the movie theater and began pointing his hands at some of the patrons, simulating as if he had a gun. But at this point, there's no indication that he had a weapon. But obviously, at that point, patrons became concerned, some of them fearing for their safety, and began to leave the theater, and that's when the police were contacted.
Everybody was on edge in the theater, and also police were kind of on alert after what happened in Colorado, right?
Right. Certainly, there's a heightened awareness out there right now in light of some of these recent incidents, and folks were concerned, and you have a serious public safety situation when you're in a public venue such as this, and we take all these type of situations extremely seriously. Fortunately, someone did call right away, and we did locate this individual. He's been charged with disorderly conduct and reckless endangerment-related charges, and he's being held at the detention center in Annapolis, currently on a no-bail status right now.